in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
Okay, no more music.
No more theme music. Okay.
Too much. All right. Wow, to get in.
It's the Shiny Squirrel Improv Comedy Podcast with Grandma Petunia. Grandma, how are you? We haven't seen you since the last episode.
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well myself. I'm WC Chronicles. I'm here to help Grandma through all the different episodes that we're going through here. So tell me, I heard that you had an incident with a milk cow this week. Can you tell us about that?
A milk cow?
Yeah, I heard you had an incident or a snafu or something happened.
Well, my cow, it was...
Speak up, Grandma. I can't hear you.
My cow was... It was like giving birth, but not really. Like, you could see on the cow that the belly was big, like it was going to have a baby.
Uh-huh.
But then, you see the cow and it doesn't have a baby. It's not going to have a baby because it looked like it, and it was in the haystack and everything. It was crying and mooing because it was going to have a baby. That's what I thought. And then I come up to it and it's not having a baby. It's pooping.
It was pooping, so it just had a bad case of indigestion, cow indigestion?
Yes, it pooped, and then right after it pooped, it died.
So the cow had a really bad movement.
Yes.
Okay. Well, are you ready to get started with the first game?
Okay.
For Who Said It?
Okay.
Let me get the theme music going here. Wait, wrong theme music. Theme music again. This is why we're doing it recorded, because I'll edit this, okay? Mm-hmm. There we go. It's time for Name That Bite, where I'm going to read several different quotes from the week, and then Grandma's going to have to guess who said it. A little more theme music, Grandma?
No more.
No more theme music. Okay.
When you finish talking about what's coming up next, you turn off the...
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
I'll try harder. Okay. All right, so the first one. The quote is, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Who said that? Was it rapper Jay-Z? Was it former British leader Winston Churchill? Or Mr. Krabs, the owner of the Krusty Krab?
Well, I don't know much about rappers. I know it wasn't Mr. Krabs because Mr. Krabs is stupid.
Why is Mr. Krabs stupid?
Because I was married to him once.
You were married to Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
You were Mrs. Krabs at one time?
Yes.
Whoa, that's news.
Yes.
TMZ.
I moved down to the ocean for a little while.
How did you cohabitate in like that situation under the water?
I'm kidding. Are you stupid? I'm kidding. How can someone marry Mr. Krabs? He's a fictional character.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, we'll move on. So, who do you think said that? Was it?
I think it's the second one.
The second one? You think it was Winston? You think it was Winston Churchill?
Yes.
He's the one who said, a pessimist sees a difficulty in every opportunity, an optimist sees an opportunity in every difficulty. You are right.
Look at me. Right again.
That was because... Britain was paying tribute this past Friday to the former Prime Minister Winston Churchill, one of the greatest leaders that led Britain through World War II. Okay, you ready for the next quote?
Yes.
Okay. I am here so I won't get fined. Was that Squidward concerning on his job at the Krusty Krab? Or was it Garth Brooks promoting his new country album? Or was it Marshawn Lynch, running back of the Seattle Seahawks on Media Day for the Super Bowl?
I think it's Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants.
You think Squidward said that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You just clarified that Mr. Krabs was a fictional character.
Yes, But they still talk in their cartoon.
Well, that's true. So you think Squidward was the one who said, "I'm here so I won't get fined."
Yes.
Well, he may have said that, but the one who actually said that was Marshawn Lynch, the running back of the Seattle Seahawks for Media Day.
That was my second choice.
That was your second choice.
Just saying.
That's a pretty good guess, though. Are you going to watch the Super Bowl, Grandma?
No.
No?
I don't like football.
You don't like football? What are you going to do while the Super Bowl is going on?
Probably invite friends so they can... Because I have friends,
mm-hmm.
and they like football. But they don't have TV, so they come to my house to watch.
They come to your house to watch?
Are you
going to watch it for the commercials by chance?
Yes, I like the commercials.
You like the commercials?
Yes, the stupid people on the commercials. They pay so much money just for to put a commercial on Super Bowl.
So you like watching the stupid people?
Yes.
Okay.
Stupid people
entertain you?
Stupid people spend so much money on stupid things. It makes me happy.
Okay, well, here's the third and final one. You'll probably like this quote, okay? "I feel pretty stupid that I don't know any foreign languages." Was that Bill Gates, Kanye West untying his shoes, or was that Sarah Palin during a speech stop? Who do you think said that?
Repeat the first one again.
Repeat the quote again?
The first guy.
Bill Gates. He's the former executive of Microsoft?
Yes.
The billionaire? Kanye West untying his shoes or Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin?
No.
It was Bill Gates.
Yep, it was Bill Gates that he said that during an interview with Yahoo.com tech page. Well, that was pretty good. You got one out of three, but you got them on the second ones. Good for you, Grandma.
Well, I'm still a winner.
You're still a winner, Grandma. You're a winner in everybody's eyes. Well, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
It's time to play music. Music. This is where we're going to play a snippet of a song, and Grandma's going to have to guess what it is and explain it, what it's for. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We'll do this best we can. Here we go. What do you think that is?
I think... What was he saying? Red wine?
You want it again? I'll play it again.
Yes. Okay.
He's saying rain.
Yes, I thought it was that the second time. Okay, that's what I sing when it rains. It rained here yesterday, so I go outside and I say, "Rain, that's alright."
And so that is that how you welcome the rain? You like the rain, or you?
Yes, I say, "Rain."
That is absolutely right. So when it rains, you like to go outside and sing the Beatles song, Rain. Correct? Does that song make you happy?
Yeah.
It's a very good... What, are you ready for this? Okay, ready for the second one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is your second snippet, okay? Here we go. You want that again?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging on the line.
I know this. I know this song. That's what they sing every time I clean. When I was little, I learned this one. That's what I heard my mama sing. When I was a baby, I have good memory. Mm-hmm. When I was a baby, I was in my crib going, and my mother, she was outside cleaning. She said, the sun's in the bucket and the clothes out on the light.
That is absolutely correct. That's
what she sing to. She sing that to me. I mean, she sing that when she clean. And then I remember. So when I 3 years old, she make me clean. When I was 3 years old, she make me clean. And they clean and they sing the same song. Let the shed in the bucket and close out to the lion.
That's it. Does that sound familiar?
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine.
You were in the backyard?
Yes.
A little past nine?
Yes, I was in the backyard because I grew up on the farm. I was in the farm.
Yes.
And I sleep, when I was a baby, I sleep in hay. They put the sheet on my hay.
Uh-huh.
And it's there. Sometimes the hay will poke my back, so I have sores in my back.
Oh, so you got sores in the back. So do you have fond memories of this song?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really like it because I don't like to play. And this song reminds me of playing.
Well, you don't...
Can you turn it off now? It's annoying.
Yes, we'll turn it off.
Thank you.
Are you ready for the third one?
Yes.
Okay, here comes the third one. You ready? What do you think it is, Grandma?
That reminds me of...
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Exactly. Because I was a bad, 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 bad person.
You were a bad person at one point in time?
Yes, not like bad like mean, because I'm always nice.
Yes.
Don't you know that I'm always nice?
You're always nice.
Yes. So I was a bad person, which means I do bad things. I do bad things, like I can steal stuff. I can kill people, and sometimes...
Now how do you kill somebody in being nice?
Because they were nice to me. If you have nothing nice to say, you
okay.
Don't say anything at all. I'm always nice. And they say mean things to me. They say, Grandma Petunia, you're ugly, and you're mean to me. And I say, no, I'm always nice. I'm always nice, and I'm beautiful. You know... I am beautiful.
So does this song bring back memories of being... What was the worst crime you ever committed, Grandma? Breaking the law.
I killed someone.
You killed someone?
Well, not like really. It's almost like I just...
Was it Mr. Krabs?
I just hurt them. I cannot kill Mr. Krabs.
Okay.
All right,
yes.
But I don't really kill them, like... I almost did.
Oh, you ordered them. Okay.
Almost did.
Okay. So that's why you're... This is part of your past that we don't know about, right?
Yes, I was thinking, no!
Does that explain your cane that you have there? Show everybody your cane again. You got a very, very interesting past, Grandma.
And then if my gun don't have bullets... Just, you know, get out the old sword.
And that's not something you stir coffee with, is it?
Nope.
Well, we've learned something new about Grandma today.
Yes, I didn't sing this song. When I was almost trying to kill the person, they mm-hmm. were singing, you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. I said, no, I'm not breaking the law because there is no law about almost killing someone. There is about killing someone, but not almost killing.
Okay, well, we will not mention that again about your past unless you want to talk about it.
Yes,
okay?
I don't like my past. You made me talk about it, which I don't like.
We will not bring it up again at all, okay? So, are you ready for the culture report, Grandma?
Okay, new subject.
New subject, the culture report. You like the culture report?
Yes.
Because that's all about you.
Yes.
It is all about you, right?
Yes. Oh.
And now it's time for the pop culture report with Grandma. This is where I'm going to read, give her a choice of three different stories, and then she can pick whichever one she wants, and then we'll tell her and get her opinion, her commentary on it. You like the theme music, Grandma?
Yes, I like the song better.
You finally picked a good theme song? Okay,
the
finally.
Best one ever.
All right. So, you're going to get your choice of three choices of your story here. You can have Zombie Cat, Poop Inspection, or Stupid Criminal of the Week. Which one do you want to hear?
I will do Zombie Cat.
You want to hear the story about the Zombie Cat?
Yes.
Okay, well, as usual, this is something that happened in Florida, which is where all the silly stuff seems to happen.
That's why I never go to Florida.
You've never been to Florida?
Nope, I stay here right where I am.
Do you ever want to go to Florida, maybe?
To kill an alligator.
To kill an alligator? For a new handbag? Or a pair of shoes? Or maybe a nice alligator scarf?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. A scarf.
A nice alligator skin scarf? Okay, anyway, I'm getting lost here.
Okay.
Back to this was in Florida. A Florida feline has been dubbed a zombie cat. After clawing his way out of an ultimate grave, the cat's owner in Tampa, a resident named Ellis Hudson, 52 years old, told ABC News he found his pet, Bart, in the road a couple of weeks ago, and Bart seemed to have been hit by a car, was in a pool of blood, and Hudson says that he was sure the cat was dead. Because he and the animal were so close, he says he couldn't bear to bury the cat himself. So he enlisted the help of a neighbor and watched him put Bart to rest into the ground. Or so he thought. Because days later, a bedraggled-looking, mostly dead-looking Bart came back, who had apparently dug himself out of the ground, made his way to another neighbor's yard. I opened the door, and my neighbor's standing there with a cat in his hands. She said, "Bart is not dead." And I said, "That's impossible! We buried Bart!" Then they rushed the cat to the hospital, where he had just a head injury, a broken jaw, and a dead eye. The veterinarians said that Bart should have a full recovery and be able to return home, although he will have only one eye.
That was very sad.
And that's the story of the zombie cat. Have you ever encountered zombies, Grandma?
I've seen a zombie cow.
Zombie cow?
Yes, zombie cow, zombie cat.
Tell, how do the two relate?
A zombie cow and a zombie cat?
Yeah, how do they relate together?
They're both zombies and they're both animals.
And which did you encounter, the cow or the cat?
I saw both. I saw both.
Yeah.
They come to my house. The zombie cat that I said...
Was it a male cow or female zombie cow?
The cow was the female. The one that I said I thought was pregnant.
Oh, so it was the zombie cow that had birth?
The one that pooped. But there's poop. But I thought it was pregnant, and then after it pooped, it died. But then it come back alive. It's like.
So the cow will have a movement again. Is this something the cow just cycles through with every so often?
I don't know. It's a crazy cow.
Is the cow from Florida?
You know what?
Could be.
I don't know. Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
I think you got a Florida cow there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you ready to play boat, racehorse, or something my mom said?
Yes, another guessing game.
Yeah, this. You ready for the theme music, Grandma? New theme music. This game is called Boat, Racehorse, and Something My Mom Said. I will give her a choice of three words, and then she has to guess if it's the name of a boat, a racehorse, or something my mom said. Three words. You like that theme song?
Stop
the theme song.
That's
okay.
What I mean. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, 3, 2, 1. All right. I'll take your direction better, Grandma.
Yes, you have to be smart.
Okay, you ready for the first word?
Okay.
The first word is... Number one is quiet acceleration. Boat, racehorse, or something my mom said.
I think... It's a racehorse.
You think quiet acceleration is a racehorse?
Yes.
Why is that? Does it just sound like one?
It sounds like a racehorse.
I mean,
like,
it could be a boat.
Because it always accelerates.
What about a boat? Maybe a boat with a special engine?
No one really races boats. No one races boats. They use boats to swim to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
I did not use a boat. I've never been on a boat.
Well, you are absolutely correct. Quiet Acceleration is the name of a racehorse that was in the news.
Look at that. Wow. Bang, bang.
Another score for Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for number two?
Yes.
Don't have to explain.
Mother.
That is absolutely right. That is something my mother said.
Because that's what my mother will say. Because my mother said this to me too, but in Russian.
Do you say that to your cow?
My cow?
Your zombie cow? If you don't have to explain to it?
I don't know. Do people speak to cows? Because I don't speak to my cow.
Okay, it was just
a thought. I say hi, bye. That's it. I don't talk to my cow that much.
You don't have to explain, right?
I don't have to. Yes, I don't have to explain why okay. I don't talk to cows.
That's what I thought. Okay, and then the last one, I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this. Bodicilia.
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 Boat?
Boat.
Yes.
Yes. Why did you think that it's a boat?
Because it has a boat in it. Boat? Acilia.
Bodicilia. Yes.
Sounds Italian.
That was a boat that kind of had a sinking accident, and a lot of people had an accident and drowned. You can Google it if you want to, but we won't go do that.
They drown. Stupid people. Would they have to check both, like the Titanic? My friend was on the Titanic. He almost drowned.
Your friend was on the Titanic?
Yes.
Tell us about that, please.
He was on the Titanic. He was coming over to see me.
Uh-huh.
He went from he's coming over to see me, right?
Right.
Okay? And they think. But he, no one ever says story about him. No one ever heard. He swim all the way over here.
Well, that was in 1912.
Because he was a scientist and he was a spy. He was a scientist spy.
He was a scientist spy.
Yes, he had this little box that he always carried with him.
Yeah.
And it's a special car / submarine / plane / boat. And he made it into a submarine and he swam all the way over here.
And he survived, one of the few survivors of the Titanic.
Yes, he survived. But he died yesterday.
He died yesterday. Oh, well, so that would make you about 102 years old, Grandma. Is that right? Or we won't talk about that, right?
I told you last time I'm not going to talk about my age. I told you in the last video I'm not going to talk about my age. What do you not understand when I don't want to talk about my age?
Yes, I'm sorry, Grandma. Well, that's been Boat, Racehorse, or Something My Mom Said game with Grandma Petunia. So, Grandma, as we get ready to close out here on the podcast, is there anything else you want to tell the people?
I want to tell the people to stop being stupid.
Stop being stupid. What best advice can you give to people for not being stupid?
I want them to look stupid. You have to dress nice and look like you're not stupid. That's what you have to do. And then you also have to not be stupid. You have to ask good questions, not stupid questions. Talk to good people, not stupid people. And be in good school or good job, not stupid job or stupid school.
And those are the final words from Grandma Petunia for her podcast. Tune in next week when we hear Grandma say...
I have to go pee-pee. Oh, the pee-pee is this way.
And we're clear. Keep going. I'm ready.
The pee-pee is this way. I stepped on my toe.
Okay.